Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
The nation's highest court will again soon have a full complement of justices. Here's Sharon Reed.
The Senate is expected to confirm Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch today after Republicans triggered the so-called nuclear option. The majority GOP maneuvered to change Senate rules to end debate on Gorsuch with a simple majority vote.
The city of Denver is calling on federal agents to stop arresting illegal immigrants at courthouses and near schools, as Mayor Michael Hancock sends a letter yesterday to the Colorado Branch Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In the letter, he says he, quote, respectfully requests that ICE agents stop arresting people unless they have a criminal warrant for them. KFC says it's going to stop using chicken that contains antibiotics at all its U.S. restaurants by the end of 2018. That means it will join chains like Chipotle, McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's in getting antibiotics off the menu. This is USA Radio News.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Jimmy Kimmel says he was fortunate enough to have the late comedian Don Rickles on his show as a guest and in his life as a friend. In last night's opening monologue on Jimmy Kimmel Live, a visibly emotional Kimmel tearfully recounted the first time Rickles was on his show. The 90-year-old Rickles died from kidney failure yesterday morning at his home in Los Angeles. So which doctors actually make the most? Well, there's a new report out that answers that question.
The report from the Palo Alto Medical Foundation shows orthopedists make about $489,000 a year. Doctors, on average, make around $295,000. Plastic surgeons saw their annual salary increase about 24% to $354,000 per year, as specialists continue to make more than family practice doctors. Doctors looking to make a little more money should move to a less populated state. Doctors in North Dakota reportedly made around $361,000 compared to those living in D.C., who are making $235,000 a year. Lisa Carter.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame welcomes the class of 2017 tonight. The 32nd annual induction ceremony will be held in Brooklyn, New York, with a sellout crowd watching a simulcast at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. This year's class includes Journey, Electric Light Orchestra, Yes, Joan Baez, Pearl Jam, Tupac Shakur, and Nile Rodgers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show, Home Sweet Home, with Steve and Pat. Steve's right across from me, and he's going to do the weather, and we have a special guest today that we'll introduce in a few moments, but take it away, Steve.
All right, here we go. We've got some weather here today, folks. Look out the window. We've got some rain. It's balmy 48 degrees. Cloudy. It's going to be about a 50% chance of rain all day today. Tonight, we're going to drop down to 34 degrees. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Tomorrow, going to break out. We're going to be at 53 degrees, sunny. Did I say that? 53 degrees. I got it right.
Yeah, I heard 56.
You heard 56?
I don't think we're going to hit 60.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But tomorrow night we're going to drop back down into the low 30s. Again, we're not breaking out of this close to freezing cycle. But bring it back. Sunday, 62 degrees. We did break over the top there. And then Sunday night, 46 degrees. Next week, we're going to run some beautiful weather. Forecast for Monday is 72-degree high. It's going to go up to 79 on Tuesday.
I heard maybe 80. Yeah. Imagine that.
I don't want that. It's going to be a hot day, and I'm not ready for jumping that far ahead.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
You handy men are all alike. Anyway.
I'm going to work on my tan.
That's right. Thursday, Friday, we're going to drop back down into the hot, into the low 60s and with evenings around the mid-40s, folks. So we're going to break out. We're going to have some nice summer-like weather next week. Be safe out there, and we'll get on with the show here in just a minute, right after a message from our sponsors.
Yes, we'll be right back with Art Hance from Hance Construction. Stay tuned.
Super.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome back to Home Sweet Home. I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspections and my partner in crime, Patrick Gregory with Taxman Home Improvements. And Patrick, take it
Hello.
Away. Who's our favorite best guest for today?
We are welcoming Art Hance here today. Art is the president of Hance Construction, Inc., located in Washington. And we'll give you more of the details in a few moments about where he is and how you can get in contact with him. But thank you very much, Art, for coming in. We really appreciate it. We're really excited, actually. I mean, you're like a bigwig here. I mean, like, you're one of the biggest guys we've had here. I'm not talking about...
Hey, now, don't talk about how big a guy he is.
He's the big cheese, I'm
he
telling you.
He is the big cheese. That's what we want to say. That's
Art, so
what.
Welcome. I want to take a chance to ask you... how's everything going? Tell us a little bit about Art, your Hance Construction Company, and maybe just talk a little bit about how you got there. I mean, you've been now 17 years in the business. Congratulations. And living in Warren County, I think?
Well, I live in Hunterdon.
You live in Hunterdon?
I'm a resident of High Bridge.
Okay.
And our office is located in Warren County.
Okay. Great.
So are you a native of Hunterdon County?
I am a native of Hunterdon County. My family goes back here to the late 1800s
wow.
in the White House area.
Is
wow.
that right? So you've seen a lot of things change.
We've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, it's a very different county than it used to be, although there's still a lot of the original county here.
And oh, yeah.
That's what attracts so many people to Hunterdon.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I came here 35 years ago, and I felt like I came out of northeastern Pennsylvania, and I felt like I was coming to an upgrade from my place, and I thought it was beautiful where I was. You know, Hunterdon County's just got such a – and
it's unique.
It's unique. It's
yeah.
very strategically located. You can be somewhere in 45 minutes to an hour
mm-hmm.
that are mm-hmm. world-class, and I think we're world-class now that I think about it. So we'll make that claim and –
Hey,
and go for it.
We just made it world class.
That's right. That's right. That's so Art, tell us about it. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about, since you're a wonderful native of Hunterdon County, give us a little backdrop on your...
Well, you know, the company itself, I founded in 2000. I had been in the commercial and industrial construction business for a number of years. And in 2000, I decided to strike out on my own.
Great.
Timing is everything. Excuse me. A year later, we had 2011, or 9/11,
yep.
And that gave us some challenges. But we've been very fortunate to have done well through the years. Ups and downs. Every company sees that.
Sure.
But we've been blessed and very fortunate. We're seeing a real influx of business right now.
That's wonderful.
The economy has picked up, so
that's
we're
good.
Very positive.
So your focus is on commercial, right? Is that a fair statement, or are you a blended? I see you on your website and doing a little research that you've certainly done some beautiful residential as well.
We've done some unusual residences.
Yeah.
We always say that our motto is tailored construction services.
Got it.
So, you know, we look more for the owners that are looking for something special.
Absolutely.
We do a lot of industrial and commercial. That is the backbone of our business. And we are one of Butler's authorized builders. Butler is a leading manufacturer of steel buildings.
Yeah, I love Butler buildings.
And as a Butler builder, we're recognized as a career builder, which is a distinction within the Butler family.
Now, did you find them, or did they come to you at one point in the past, and maybe that was part of the reason why you wanted to start your own business?
I had an 8-year affiliation with them through another company.
Right.
And when I decided to go out on my own, they wanted to continue that relationship.
That's terrific.
Which is great, yeah.
And it has been a wonderful relationship. We, we work as a team. I actually served on Butler's advisory council.
Wonderful.
And, so it's been a real good journey for both companies.
Yeah, when you have a partner like that, and I've known those type of logistical, strategic partners and actually suppliers, when you have that relationship, it's a mutual success story for both businesses, because essentially you're showcasing their product, but also delivering that product for them, and that's just a huge, huge benefit when you're in a tough industry like commercial. That's really a tough business. So
just give us an idea, the listening audience, what grandeur of construction you're doing. Are you, and I know already, but I'd rather it come out of your mouth what you can do. Just so toot your own horn here and tell us something about some of the big projects you're involved with.
Again, as I mentioned to you the other day, we pick owners and people to work with, not so much projects. So
sure.
We've got a facility that we're finishing up right now. It's an aquatics facility for a town in Middlesex County. We're doing a firehouse up in New York State. We do small buildings for various uses, but we've also done the structure and the building structure for the New York Giants Timex facility.
That's outstanding.
That's serious.
Hey, you Giants fans out there, Art's our guy.
We did a multi-million-dollar project. It's a cutting-edge refrigerated distribution facility in the South Plainfield area that'll move somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 trucks through the facility a day refrigerated produce. So we work with owners that are looking for a little different experience, and we build all kinds of buildings.
Right.
You saw on the website we've done some unusual residences.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I love
it. And we'll talk about
German
that.
Chalet and those others.
Yeah, the steel house. We'll
fantastic.
Maybe take a few minutes to talk about that. But it's interesting that you have that diversity and that knowledge to be able to transfer to different industries, because when you're talking about refrigerated buildings as compared to the New York Giants practice facility, totally two different structures, I would imagine, and the way that you conceive it, I guess, and put it down on paper or computer, I guess, is what you do now, and you have to be able to work with the client and understand exactly what they're looking for, what their needs are. So that I would imagine that's just a special talent that you had, or from your upbringing all the way through all the jobs that you've had in the past, your career has brought you to this point where you're able to take charge and take on challenges like this?
Well, I think that it's a testament to the people that we have in the organization. They always help me fulfill my promise.
Okay.
And I often say that I love a challenge. I don't know if they do as much, but they help me to meet those challenges. We love to learn. So going into something like a cutting-edge refrigerated distribution facility, we'd never done one.
Right.
But the owner trusted us, and, you know, it's extremely energy efficient, and it's operating perfectly, and, you know, that's what we love to do.
Well, you know, it strikes me, you know, having done, now I do light commercial inspections, warehouses and storefronts and things like that, and it's always fun and remarkable to look at the different structures that are out there, and almost everyone's a custom one. You know, in some fashion or form. You know,
oh, absolutely.
You know, there's not a typical template out there. So, but let's talk about that a little bit more, folks. We need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We're here with Art Hance with Hance Construction, and boy, we've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Stick with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
All right, folks, that was a long break. Hey, wanted to say hello to Big C. Chris is back in the studio, and make sure you listen to him from 8 to 9 in the morning.
He's always out there giving us what's going on in Hunterdon County, and that's great.
We are in the studio today with Art Hance. Art is from Hance Construction, Inc. out in Washington, New Jersey, and we thank Art for coming today. And Art, let's talk a little bit about where you are, what your information is, your telephone number, your website, Facebook, all that stuff, so people can know where they can reach you.
Well, we're located in Washington, actually Broadway, the big town of Broadway.
Yeah, I know as well.
Right on Route 57. Our phone number is 908-835-3501. And you can find us at our website at www.hanceconstruction.com.
All right. And there's a lot of cool videos there of, you know, construction. You're actually on the construction site and you know, moving beams around. I think the New York Giants facilities there, a portion of the build is there. And I don't know if it goes all the way to the end because I didn't go see it for the whole amount of time. But
actually, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I like it. I like construction like that, Art. I have to tell you. You know, I'm always fascinated.
I do,
by,
too.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, it takes me back to my Lincoln Log days when I was six. You know, only I didn't have the I didn't have the beautiful cranes and the ability to be up there on a, you know, on a basically a bucket truck and basically guiding in what I would assume would be like a, you know, a 20-ton piece of framing.
Steel, yeah.
Just fascinating.
We use kind of a unique approach to putting up the mega structures, the long span structures, and we build them on the ground, and then we lift them up simultaneously. It's
right.
A safer process.
Yeah.
And the sections that we lifted for the Giants, we lifted two 65,000-pound modules simultaneously.
Unbelievable.
The one that you saw at Morristown Airport, those were about 90,000 pounds each.
That right.
So.
Now, there's a guy right there at the top that has to bolt those things together,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
There's
he's
a
there.
Connector that goes up and slides a spud wrench in. And
yep, I saw
connection.
Him drop. And, he, you know, he's talking to somebody, and the piece is moving back. And I said, man, keep your hands out of that thing, man. And just dropped it in there, locked it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, how high is he off the ground? I mean, that's
well,
just,
that's,
you know.
At the Giants, they were just shy of 100 feet.
Yeah,
amazing.
And that's why we concentrate so much on safety and craft training for metal building erectors. That's been kind of a passion of mine, and I've been very involved in it.
You know, that's incredibly important. I know in my world of inspection business, that's probably the cornerstone of what we do is looking at facilities buildings from a safety perspective. I mean, not only the mechanicals, obviously, but structurally, you know, what are we dealing with? And I'm always in awe of the constant technological improvements that I'm seeing in this in your industry and how you're going about it and how buildings get pulled together and the competitive products that are out there to some extent. It's pretty interesting stuff. And what I'm finding even more fascinating is some of the insulation practices that are going on. They're just off the scale now.
The change in the code 1 year ago has brought in requirements here in New Jersey for they term conditioned space that is really a game changer for how we build buildings.
Oh, yeah?
The insulation packages are very stringent, and, you know, it's kind of a complete change in how we build buildings.
I got to believe that.
We're positioned very well for it. The adoption of this code has been coming for a number of years.
Right.
And Butler, through their research and development center, has developed systems that meet it very easily.
Yeah,
so it's been good for us.
Well, some of the modular designs are fantastic. I mean, it goes right back to our Lego days, brother.
Yeah,
you know, and you've got insulation built in, and it's just some very creative technologies being merged together and making it so you can do what Art does so effectively. You know, there's structures that'll last, I gotta believe, 100 years. Some of these, they just look fantastic. You know, they're just fun to watch them being built. Tell me about the tell me about some of the diversification of product. Now, a typical client's going to find you through architects. How do they end up finding you?
Most of our clients are referrals.
Are they?
We have architects that we've worked with in the past who refer clients to us. We don't advertise a lot. Again, virtually all of our work comes through some type of word of mouth.
Right. Isn't that, yeah.
And you're nationwide, right? You could work anywhere?
We can work anywhere. We just had a job that was, when the price of oil drop was canceled, we were going to do a job in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
So that was our first international project.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
But we, you know, our core business is in the tri-state area.
Got it.
New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Let me ask you a question, maybe putting you on the spot. What is your most favorite type of project that you take on? I mean, if someone were to come to you and say, you take your pick, what do you want to do, Art, today? What would you do?
That's It's a tough question. I wrote a couple of those down on that sheet that you gave me. But I don't want to offend any owners. You know, it's hard to pick one project. And, and you know, you did, we'll tell the listeners, you did give me some questions. And I struggled with that.
Right.
Because I think that ultimately the favorite projects are the ones where we've developed a really good relationship, a long-lasting relationship.
Right.
Always
the
best.
And almost that, becomes
that
more.
Just,
that's the
it
icing
doesn't
on
matter what we build; it's right. who we build it with and what that experience.
I totally. I can understand that completely. I mean, I'm a small fry compared to what you do. But I'm in people's homes every day, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of working with a client that appreciates me, and allows me to help them the way they need to be helped. And I, you know, I'm pretty diversified. I can do quite a few things, and I'm good with my hands. And it's almost more fun, and the satisfaction for me is there when I know that I've helped them out, and they really are appreciative of what I've done for them, and they call me back, you know, because of that. And it's not about the money. I mean,
well, it's the trust factor. I mean, that takes a huge amount of that. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know? If you take on a project as you're taking on, that's an integral part of not only executing. Of course, everybody can sign the, okay, we're signing on the dotted line. It's a project that's going into play. Then the relationship building actually begins. It's been my experience in construction, and you do it every day. It's saying, okay, first phase, second phase, and so on and so forth. And boy, do you get to know each other pretty quick.
You do.
I mean, have you had multiple job or projects done by the same clients, or do you really?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're in touch with them on a regular basis, and over and over again. So it becomes almost like a family.
Yes. Yeah. We've done 6 projects now for a family up in Sparta, the Dermodys. They own a company called TechFlex. We built their world headquarters. An existing building.
Fantastic.
And, re-roofed it, gutted out one whole section, built the office mezzanine. If you go to our website, we're very proud of that one architecturally. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful project. We had some woodwork done by Bertie Miller, who's a fella here.
Absolutely.
In County, and that helped set it off. Hello, Bertie.
Yeah.
but we've also done a couple of projects for Hudson Farms.
Got
which
it.
Is a sporting club up in Andover. And their main operations building, we were awarded the 2012 National Building of the Year award for.
That's great.
So that was a personal achievement for me. I had tried to get that darn award for many, many years.
I've been out there hanging there. Huh?
And then we got it in 2012, and we were awarded again in 2015 for Steelhouse.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, that's a perfect segue right into the Steelhouse, if you want to talk about that.
So is that now, the Steelhouse was residential property?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Custom built for a client, I assume?
Yes.
They came to you with the idea, or did it was a kicking around in your head? Or
what happens is when somebody calls Butler with a really insane idea, they usually tell them to call me.
Okay.
So an architect in Manhattan commissioned to build an unusual project out in Sag Harbor, actually North Haven.
Oh, beautiful.
And we had been involved with a very unusual project, a residence years ago on what used to be the Pfizer estate in Bernardsville.
Sure.
And that project was called Bunny Lane. And so we were asked to get involved, and the architect was just wonderful to work with, very collaborative. They really took our suggestions to heart and incorporated them. We had to go through an approval process and for aesthetics and design in that area. They're very, very stringent. And we put the project together, and it came out very well.
That's
and, I think
remarkable.
We have some pictures on the website.
Yeah, it is an incredible property. It really is.
Now, what are the advantages of building a residential home in steel?
Well, let me jump on that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's first of all, the termites are going to have a hell of a time.
That's it.
Chasing after that baby.
They'll break their teeth.
they're probably going to walk up to that and say, Not my neighborhood.
Not today.
You don't have to worry about nail pops.
That's for sure.
That might be bad for your business.
Nothing's moving yet.
To do that to
There's
you.
No settling
As
going
Patrick
on
walks
there.
In and says, what did you want me to
Unless
do?
Unless they don't start the footings correctly and everything starts to sink.
Yeah, that's a remarkable, as a project I can imagine. Of course, you see a lot of prefabrication in residential today, too, and I've seen certainly a great deal amount of metal introduction and infrastructure, but not to that extent. I mean, that was that's an incredible structure.
That was a little unusual in that the owner really wanted that industrial feel.
Right.
So they wanted to, you know, maybe kind of combine a loft in Soho or something, you know, some industrial aspect.
And you can make large spaces, you know, with no beams in the middle because of, you know, the extra support that you're allowed to use with steel, right?
So with the three plate, what we call three plate rigid frames, you know, our rafters and everything are built up from flat steel plate and they're cut out and welded together. And you know, like the Giants 214 foot clear span,
that's right.
Marstown Airport project 265 foot. Clear. That's our bread and butter. We can do some very large clear spans.
And that's huge in what I've seen in some of the commercial clients that I've gotten involved with, where they're moving into a facility, clear span, just open space. I mean, this is what they're dying for, especially the storage guys, you know, where they're trying to bang their inventory into an area and be able to sort it and have just virtually no interruptions in that open space. And I've heard that once. I've heard it a thousand times where I go into an old building and say, Tell us what pillars we can knock down.
Mm-hmm.
No. We're not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
It's all about pallet position.
That's
how
it.
Many pallet
Just fascinating. Just fascinating.
Now, can you speak to us a little bit about the green factor when it comes to building with steel? Some people would say, what do you mean by you're being energy efficient, energy conscious? And it's true, right?
Oh, absolutely. Steel is the most recycled product on the planet. And, you know, there's a very high content of recycling that goes into the metal building industry. The steel is low maintenance.
Right.
You know, the standing seam roofs have proven to be, I have a building, the first Butler building I ever did is down in Bridgewater on Chimney Rock Road, and it's a little scary to admit this, but it'll be 25 years old next year.
Right. And it'll last all of us, probably.
The roof looks like we put it on last week.
Yeah. Longevity. I mean, that's part of the energy, what we can call that green building code is that it's going to last forever. Well, not forever, but a very, very long time, right?
You know, with many roofs, they would have replaced two roofs, and now those two roofs would be headed to a landfill.
Yeah.
That's right.
So not only have we saved the owner money over the life of the structure, but we've kept two layers of roofing and all the associated insulation and everything from going into a landfill.
That's huge. That's that. You know, nobody thinks about that side of the equation. People think when they think green, they say, "Oh, a heavily insulated building," or it's a, you know, it has low emissions, or it has. They don't think about the recycling process that you've just demonstrated. Steel is. I see it often in a lot of the demolitions that I've been asked to participate in, where steel was the only recycled factor out of the debris that got brought down, you know, from the building. I mean, the brick, the asbestos, all that had to find a home and had to be buried somewhere in somebody's backyard, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And then the steel went off, reprocessed, and ends up in a Butler building or something to that effect. It's a beautiful thing.
The other thing is the waste that's inherent in other forms of construction. When a Butler building goes out to the site, it is a kit, in effect, that's designed for the actual building that's being built. There isn't a whole lot left over when we're done. I mean, there's a handful of screws and a couple of bolts and maybe an odd piece of steel. But you know, if you've been on construction jobs, you know at the end of it you've got
they
a cube of block and some brick.
They bury it underground and in residential areas. You know, you're digging to make your garden, and you're taking out two-by-fours.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I've inspected properties where we've had sinkholes and so on and so forth and found leaks in foundations, only to excavate outside that foundation and find every piece of debris that was in that at that original construction site.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's on the other side of that equation where I've saw back to the commercial world, that is very well, and actually it's very well regulated in some places, or actually maybe controlled is the better word, you know, and that's really where I think the residential world needs to kind of, you know, grow up a bit. Although I worked for Hovnanian here in New Jersey for a while as a quality manager, and that they were very focused on that. They were actually grabbing a lot of your commercial practices and saying, wait a minute, we can apply this, not only that, minimize our waste, and there's just invaluable lessons to be made out of that.
And green goes beyond the building. It's your approach to the design, to the systems in the building, how we handle our waste. You go and you install all these lights in a commercial building, every one of them is in a cardboard box.
Yes.
You know, build a 20,000-30,000 square foot building, we will take one or two dumpsters of corrugated out.
Yeah.
You know, what do we do with recycling the steel? We typically bring it back, and we have a scrap guy that loves us.
Right. I'm sure he does.
We bring it to our yard, and he comes in and takes it away.
Right. Yeah.
But it's helping him, and we know that it's going to be recycled.
Yeah. Right. It's huge. It's huge. Art, just some thoughts about when you get going with product. I saw that you did the Paul Miller dealership.
We've done two projects for the Paul Miller Auto Group.
Yeah, that speaks to the environmental side of my green thinking we're talking about here. Did you find it difficult dealing with, you know, I mean, I know there's some heavy restrictions and EPA requirements regarding having a car garage bay, for example, how we recycle those oils and all those waste products and things like that. Did that have an impact?
Runoff.
We were supplying the building shell on those projects.
Right.
We weren't as involved. We are doing a project right now for the Penske Auto Group and another car dealership in Pennsylvania. That's constantly oil-water separated.
Right,
that's
right,
what we
right.
do with any runoff from the cars. It is a concern how you design the transfer of waste oil in the facility. It's a major concern for dealerships.
Yeah,
you take your car, you get the oil changed, and
you don't think
about that 20 other people are getting their oil changed, and there's five quarts in each one of those cars. What do they do?
Yeah, what's striking about that, and I can remember back in the day, as a young man growing up, changing my own oil, and Dad said, "Go take the waste oil and throw it on the driveway," because we had a dirt driveway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today, if you did that, you'd be arrested and locked up.
Yeah.
We talked about Round Valley, and I grew up in the valley as a kid delivering milk.
Is that right?
When the reservoir project started, my father went to work for the state, and I loved the heavy machinery, but they would, you know, their idea of servicing in those days was opening up the pan and draining the oil out
on
the ground.
Right there on the ground.
And, you know, you'd come out in the morning, the oilers would come out at night and do the service, and the oil and the filters would be laying on the ground.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, well, thankfully, we've moved past that to some degree. Not in all places, but we've moved past that. Talk a little bit about that history. You know, we think about Hunterdon County here. You grew up in the Mount Valley Reservoir. Is that where you just sit in that area?
I grew up in East White House. My grandfather had a farm next to the East White House firehouse, and we grew up on Lamington Road.
Oh, boy.
And
so you were.
But we had milk routes in the area, and one of them took us down through Round Valley.
How about that?
And it was a beautiful place.
Yeah, that's an...
It still is. It's just different.
Yeah, it's an incredible structure in and of itself. How about locally here? Do we have... Are you doing anything locally currently?
Not right now.
Okay.
We have a project that may be going ahead this year, but we have done a few projects here in the area.
Good, good. Well, I know there's some grand plans here in Flemington to be happening, so we're gonna kind of whisper it in Art's ear just so that they've had some grand plans, I'm sure you're aware. And it's actually, I'm finding that this area continues to start to evolve commercially, although we've got a lot of empty commercial space, I'll be the first to admit that. We had the Merck pull out of White House Station and a few other places. But it's there seems to be a lot happening. At least the market feels like it wants to do something. Are you getting that sense out there in the commercial space?
We're actually seeing a demand now that I don't know that I've seen since I founded the company.
That's amazing.
And that's, you know, we love it.
Yeah, well, of course. So it's a good problem to have. Absolutely.
Now, I assume that because you've been in business now for 17 years, you're getting that little bit of push from the market because people know you and you have a reputation, so they're seeking you out now as opposed to, you know, when you started off. And so it's part of the market, but it's also the fact that you're good at what you do. Right?
Well, you sure sound... you know, a big part of what somebody like Art is that you can sense from somebody when they enjoy what they do. And that's very characteristic of you. I mean, that's passion and quality that comes into the product. A lot of clients don't recognize until you get to know them well along that project timeline, especially when things get troubled or there's an anxiety. You get to lay that to rest to some degree, or at least help them out through that process.
I never lost, I've never lost the thrill of an early morning on a job site, when we're, delivering steel and there's 10 trucks lined up to unload steel and the hustle and bustle and, the sun is coming up.
Yeah.
And, I'll be leaving the house at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to go to a job site. And, we usually have supers out there, but I still go out for those mornings because they really, I enjoy it. I love it.
Yeah, that's such a huge part of it.
You know what I find really neat, though, is that you've made such a success of your business, and you have these grand-scale projects, and it's all coming out of this, like, dinky Warren County, Hunterdon County. It's not like New York City or whatever, like.
I think some of the most it's you're right.
You're very
Patrick.
Humble and modest, and but you carry a big stick.
actually carries an I-beam, but we won't go there.
It's we're not just a few guys and a couple of women that are building some buildings. I mean, it's no different than any other business. You go into business and you do your best, and one day you wake up and you look back and you say, "Wow, we've accomplished some neat things, and we got great people, and it's a good journey."
Well, it sounds good, but we're coming up on a break, Art. Folks, we're here with Art Hance of Hance Construction, commercial builders and residential, I might add. So, if you want that custom residential steel home, we've
especially
got
if you're in Tornado Alley or something, that home will be the only thing standing
Tornado. Everybody running to your house. But let's take a break here because we're due for a break, and let's come back and hit him up with a few more thoughts and get his thoughts on some
other things. Ask him if he might have a tip of the day, so I'm hoping he might be able to give us a really good one.
Yeah, give those commercial building owners a tip of the day. All right, we'll be right back, folks. This is Home Sweet Home with Patrick and Steve. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we are back. Welcome to Home Sweet Home. Art Construction. Sorry, Art Construction. Hence Construction. Art Hence Construction.
There you go.
And sorry, Art.
No problem.
I totally messed that one up.
No, it's good. You recovered.
Okay, we're going to ask Art today for the tip of the day because we've been talking about his business and talking about steel and, you know, let's see if he has something. And it better not be like if you're under an I-beam and it's falling on your head, get out of the way.
Actually, I think we just took his tip of the day.
Really?
Because I'll tell you something, that's a damn good idea, you know? So, yeah, shoot, what do you got, Art? Anything special that you want to share with some folks?
I think my favorite little tip is the when you're drilling in a wall to put up a picture or something and you're pre-drilling, take a piece of painter's tape and tape it on the edge of a bag.
Right,
right.
And put it up on the wall under the where you're going to drill, and all of the
debris,
sheetrock dust goes right out.
Nice
into the bag
idea.
You're all done. You just seal it up and throw it in the garbage.
Awesome.
So I'm getting a sense here, Art, that you do your own stunts at home.
You don't call a handyman like me.
You don't.
No, I.
But he's seen it, and he knows it'd be beneficial to do it.
He knows his stuff.
Whenever my staff sees me pick up tools, they head for the.
They run.
My motto is I've cut it twice and it's still too short.
There you go. That's it. Hey, speaking of staff, Art, tell us about your company and you have some of your employees. And do you have engineers on staff? Do you have who exactly makes up
Hans Construction?
Yeah.
Well, we run a very tight ship. We're a small company.
Okay.
We have a core of people. Some of them have been with me since right after we started. Two of them are Jill Trainer, who, you know, whenever you look at a company like ours, it seems like there's a woman that runs the company, and I would say it's Jill.
Good, that's wonderful.
She
gotta have those. Gotta
has
have, gotta have
30
them.
Years or so of construction experience and really, you know, handles virtually everything to do with the office and accounting.
Excellent.
Arvid Blenderman is our estimating savant. He is unbelievable at picturing a job and how it's to be built and then putting that together on paper. We constantly amaze owners with our ability to take a minimal amount of information and give them a very accurate estimate of what that project will cost.
Boy, that's huge.
Yeah, that is, I mean,
huge.
I'm thinking the estimates I put out compared to you make a small mistake and it's not a small mistake, it's a million-dollar mistake, you know?
Try not to make those.
Oh, yeah, no. You forget one line item, and man, that could be your day right there.
Backing up Joe, we have Holly Todd, who helps us in our office. And then in the field, which is key, you know, we do all this work in the office, but we need people to drive these jobs.
Absolutely.
To oversee our safety program. And to make sure that we deliver the products that we've sold to an owner. A local resident from the Clinton area, John Bunnell, who is a had his own business here for many years. John joined us a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember John.
He's out there.
That's great.
Pushing projects for us.
Excellent.
And Vinny Tamberi, who joined us late last year as the superintendent. So, it's a tight staff. We're actually all getting together to do hamburgers on the grill this afternoon. That's
excellent.
Why I'm dressed the way I am. These are my hamburger clothes.
Well, that's great.
I hope it doesn't rain on your barbecue. Right.
So, a great group, and, you often hear people say it, but I couldn't do what we do without them.
That's fantastic. And I'll tell you, it's mission critical to any business's forward thinking, forward movement, and just everyday success. When you can put the chemistry of the right people in the right place doing the right work, it makes work a joy. It really does. And I can't applaud you more. It sounds like a great staff and a great group of folks that bring these products to market. Do you get involved a lot with any particular architects, or are they across the field? It just depends on what the job turns out, whoever's involved at this point in time.
We have a cadre of architects that we work with.
Do you?
Some architects are geared towards different types of projects,
sure.
Different size projects.
Sure. Sure.
So we tailor the design professionals to the project,
yeah.
Whether they be mechanical MEP engineers or architects or structural engineers.
Wow.
We tend to coordinate a lot of the structural design, so the structural engineering side of it is very important to us, particularly in the larger projects,
yeah.
Because a lot of the design affects how the building will be built.
What is your, and this is, again, leading question, what is your biggest challenge when working with clients, helping them understand the scope of a project? Is it basic communication? When you're working with a client, I got to believe that there's got to be a few fundamental principles you got to stick with in order to make it a success. Is there any particular, and how do you go about that?
I think that people don't realize the complexity of projects, particularly today. And I'll give you an example. We did a presentation yesterday morning to a prospective client, and we're going through the estimate and the details of the scope. And we said, okay, fire extinguishers, we have 53 fire extinguishers. And he's like, what do you mean you have 53 fire extinguishers? Well, code requires a fire extinguisher and a sign and a bracket and an mounting and everything for every X number of square feet.
Right.
And you need
53.
we can leave them out of our proposal, but you're not going to get a CO without them, so we've got 53 fire extinguishers. And things like that come as a shock to them. They don't realize the Braille signs on the restrooms and all of the little intricate things that have to go into this.
Yeah.
And when you put that whole package together, we're rarely the lowest number,
right?
But we're the number that it's going to cost to build the project.
Right.
And it's hard to get people to understand that at times.
I'll bet you suffer from that just a little bit when you're estimating, Patrick, don't you think?
Yeah, but I only install one.
One versus 53?
Yeah, and it's normally in the kitchen because they're selling their house.
Well, it's the concept, though. I think that the reason I bring that up is because that's a message for everybody from the largest commercial client down to the homebody that's just trying to get a few things done to get their house ready for sale. It's conventional wisdom that a lot of people just don't think about it. It's not their thing to think about it, and they're always shocked and trying to catch up and catch their breath with, 53 fire extinguishers and what? I got to have Braille. Yes, code plays a lot into it, but just fundamental building techniques do too. So
we're coming up to about 2 minutes left. I just
want
to give some information out for people that do want to try to get in contact with Art. He can be reached through his website at hantzconstruction.com. There's an email also, info@hantzconstruction.com. You can actually call him physically at 908-835-3501. And anything else? You have a Facebook page? So
We do.
You can find him there and message him. And we got 2 minutes left. Do you have anything else? I have a question for you if you want. And I'm going to just go by the fun little questions we have at the end here, because I know you kind of honed in on one of the questions. What is your favorite tool, Art?
Well, if it's not a bulldozer or...
it can be. It can be. Let me jump on your side of the fence on this one, because I love bulldozers. I'm a bulldozer now.
I'm going to have to go out and I've never tried a bulldozer.
My favorite tools are tools that have been given to me by someone that meant a lot to me that has passed or a dear friend.
Right.
And I'm typically a nuts and bolts kind of guy and tinker with cars and motorcycles. And when I go to my toolbox and pull out one of those old tools, it really
hand-me-downs,
it really means a lot to be able to work with that. You know, a tool that someone spent a lot of time
with
and created things with.
Nice, nice answer. I like that.
Do you think you're in Washington, but you work in a lot of places? Do you see that the marketplace is pretty much going to take you? Continue to take you in a lot of different places, or do you see it pretty much in the tri-state area where you're seeing a lot more interest surface here? Back to your earlier comment.
I think that, you know, we are starting to work more and more with clients who are spreading out, and as they go, they take us with them. So we are looking at expanding geographically.
That's great. Is there a client out there that you is on your wish list, or like your bucket list, you'd really love, like, I'm going to just throw it like Mr. Trump. You know, if he wanted to build a building, and I'm not saying that, but do you have like some admirer, some person that you admire, or some company that you admire and that you'd love to collaborate with them someday?
Well, I'd like to do a factory for a Ferrari.
Ferrari.
That's a beauty.
BMW.
That's a beauty. I'll go with you on that.
I would love just to be a fly on the wall on that one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, you could inspect it.
I'm not going to inspect it. I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to watch it being built.
All right, that's a good way to end the show.
It sure is.
I like that.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Art, we appreciate you being here. And folks, one more time, this is Art Hance with Hance Construction. He's a commercial builder in the area. He's right out of our own area here in Hunterdon County and Warren County.
And we congratulate him for that.
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, he's an award-winning builder. We didn't cover his awards nearly enough. We'll bring him back for another show, and we'll get into those awards.
Hey, if you'd like to come back here, welcome anytime.
Absolutely. We enjoyed having you here, and it makes for a fun day. And if you're building out that building, folks, if you're going to make that commercial building, we've got the guy for you. This is Home Sweet Home with Steve Bailey. Patrick Gregory with Taskman Home Improvements. Are we out of here, boss?
We are out of here. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Home sweet home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republican Marco Rubio is among many lawmakers applauding the president's action against a Syrian airbase following the deadly chemical gas attack on a northern Syrian town this week. However, Rubio says it might not be enough punishment for Syria's leader.
He's a war criminal, and he should be brought into international justice.
The Republican senator and former White House hopeful says the U.S. airstrike was effective because it had a very clear goal.
The goal was to degrade and destroy an airbase that was not just a great strategic value to the Assad regime, but is the one that was used to carry out the attack that happened earlier in the week. And that it appears by all indications that that was achieved.
Russia is condemning the strike as an act of aggression. The government jobs report showing the nation's economy created 98,000 new jobs last month, about half of what analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love USA.com. You never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses.
And welcome to another show of Awaken to Your Purpose. This is going to be an extremely fascinating show here today. This is going to be, I mean, they're all fascinating, but this one's going to be fascinating-er. Anyway, before we get started with that, I'm going to give you the weather. As you've probably noticed, if you've been outside at all, it's quite nice. So that's today's weather. Nice. Tonight it is going to be dark, mostly clear. Low 56.